We are on and into labor provisions this week. But before we get into that, protests are continuing. However, the focus seems to be shifting from racial equality to something akin to the Occupy movements of the early 2010s. New threats loom as benefits from this very COVID package that we've been reviewing start to end and states continue to open up. Not only has there been a spike in COVID cases, but there is also concern that evictions are about to be on the rise for many in low-income areas as the freeze on evictions ends. Politics continue to get even more swampy as America continues to just overall not even be interested in pretending to care about some of the various very serious issues that need to be taken care of. But on a positive note, this show is almost at 150,000 hits for the year. So make sure that you are sharing and talking about how awesome the show is. And for those of you that want to get me something for Father's Day, because I am a great dad, you can go to Amazon and buy my book, The Chasm. And it's a nonfiction book looking at black men and black women and how they have experienced America, both separately and together. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. This is Lessons from the Screen.
John Boy.
Welcome to Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not any particular information that you can get from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. And as always, you are very much welcome. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync, a black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life of black people in America through education, culture shift, and economics. You can check them out at www.pactsinc.org. That's PacSync.org. Leave a review, get in the comment section of the books, go to the Learning Center, check something out, take a survey, tell a friend to tell a friend, volunteer, give a donation, become a member, do whatever you can to help them because they are doing whatever they can to help you. And now let's go on right on ahead and get right on into this new section, subtitle C, Labor Provisions of H.R. 748, the CARES Act. This is part 10, y'all. So this show is probably going to go pretty quickly, which is going to be a good thing because the shows have been pretty long over the last few months. You know, I like to try to keep them under about 25 minutes, and I have just not been successful at doing that. But this one should be quickly, and it's not because there isn't a lot of sections, just because they're all really short. So without dragging this out for fluff, we're going to get into it. So we're going into subtitle C of section 3, and this covers labor provisions. So section 3601 is basically a limitation on paid leave, and this section limits paid leave to $200 per day and $10,000 in total for each employee that gets paid leave for COVID related reasons. Section 3602 covers emergency paid sick leave limitation, the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act limitation. And this section makes a change to the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act from the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which we also covered. And the change is a limit placed on the amount of money paid out for sick leave specifically. An employer shall not be required to pay more than $511 per day and $5,110 in total for each employee when the employee is taking leave for COVID-related illness or quarantines. And they aren't required to pay more than $200 per day and $2,000 in total for each employee taking leave to care for a child or other individual because of a closing care facility or because the person has to be quarantined for COVID. And these are the same limits that are in place in the Families First Act. So there isn't any real change here, but the significant changes to bring some of the other documentations and some of the other paid leave numbers in line with what was already put forth from the Family Paid Leave Act. So it essentially just closes some loopholes and some opportunities or options people might have for a double dipping in the regulations concerning paid leave and paid sick leave. Section 3603 covers unemployment insurance, and this section mandates that to the extent possible, access to unemployment and help with filing for unemployment has to be made available in 2 out of 3 ways: in person, on the phone, or online, those being the 3 ways. Now, it's always interesting to me that stuff like this has to be put in law, because it seems like it would be beneficial for the state and for agencies as business performing entities to have multiple ways for customers to be able to interface or interact with their systems. It just seems like it would make a lot of sense that you would want multiple options for people to interact so that you can get more people in, and so that you can spend more time and have more people on the other side of that, focusing on the back end processing instead of the front end interfacing that would be required if you were to kind of try to overload or saturate one form of access or interfacing instead of having multiple. But it is what it is. So section 3604 is an OMB waiver of paid family and sick leave. And this section makes another change to a change that was made during the Families First Act. And it gives the director of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, the authority to exclude for good cause certain executive branch employees from emergency paid sick leave and public health emergency leave. Now, this is interesting because good cause is literally in the policy, like it's literally in the law. What the hell does good cause mean? Like what? Like that's such a subjective thing to place in American policy, to place in law for good cause. Well, if what's for good cause for me, it might not be what's for good cause for you. Like, unless there's some other sort of policy provision that I'm missing that defines for good cause and discretion and blah blah blah, and I just don't know about it. That's totally possible. This seems like a good cause for bullshit. It's what it seems like. We were just being honest. Doesn't make sense. But whatever. So section 3605 covers paid leave for rehired employees. And this section gives rehires the work that worked for a company for more than 30 days out of the 60 days prior to the company terminating the person for COVID-related reasons after March 1st, 2020, access to paid emergency leave. And this will be beneficial for a lot of people who are getting rehired by companies that terminated them prior to this particular piece of legislation passing. They might have gotten rehired, but they were, fired, terminated. So this gives them access to be able to recoup some emergency leave for the time that they were unemployed, which is different from unemployment benefits. And that's a whole different rigmarole. But I do think that it is a good thing overall. Section 3606, advanced refunding of credits. Now, this section is another change to the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. It allows any credits granted to an employer for family leave or sick leave to be refundable or advanceable, meaning companies can short their taxes in expectation of a credit without penalty or be eligible for a refund on taxes already paid if the credit causes them to be in overpayment territory. So, they're saying labor here, but a lot of this stuff actually has to do with things that directly benefit the companies, the small companies, large companies, basically the corporations that hire people, more so than any sort of direct benefit to the actual labor in those kind of companies. But there are some things, and some of these things do directly affect labor, but a good chunk of these things are more or less perks for the businesses that are doing business and employing people. Anyways, so Section 3607 is an expansion of DOL authority to postpone certain deadlines. And this section expands Department of Labor, DOL, authority to delay or temporarily suspend certain deadlines with regards to pensions and other benefit plans to declare public health emergencies by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And previously, this authority was had, but it was only able to be exercised for terroristic or military actions. So basically they expanded the ability to delay deadlines for benefit plans because of public health emergencies as well. So, and this is another one of those corporate benefit things where they're able to they don't have to pay into certain programs and other benefit plans because of something that might have rocked the economy. So, but there also is a component in there for people as well. But there you go. That's that. So Section 3608 goes into single or employer plan funding rules, single payer, single employer. I'm dripping, I know. So Section 30, I'm going to start all the way over. So Section 3608, go, and I'm going to leave all of this in too, because I'm the shit. I mean, of course. Anyways, so Section 3608 covers single employer plan funding rules, and this section allows late payments of the minimum required contributions to single employer pension plans. And so the new due date is January 1st, 2021, which gives them a pass for the 2020 cycle altogether. However, interest will be accrued on late payments, and the payments, the adjusted funding target can also be set to 2020 in order to prevent benefit restrictions that would occur because of non-payment or things like that in 2020. So Section 3609 actually covers the application of cooperative and small employer charity pension plan rules to certain charitable employers whose primary exempt purpose is providing services with respect to mothers and children. This section expands the rules for cooperative small employer charity pension plans to include nonprofit medical research organizations that primarily deliver services to mothers and children. Yeah, that was really clever how I did that. No, it really wasn't. Anyways, these rules exempt specific employers from certain minimum funding requirements for eligible pension plans. And this change seems to have primarily been put in place because of the March of Dimes. The organization didn't qualify for some other exemptions in past years. 2014 comes to mind. And this was an opportunity to throw them a bone, essentially. It doesn't really have anything to do with Corona. This is one of those, somebody's pet project that just got slid in here because everybody thought it was no big deal. It doesn't necessarily impact anything with Corona. It might make some people feel some type of way that this particular organization is getting special treatment, but in terms of everything else that's happening, it's not really that big of a deal. It is, but not in the context of what's happening right now. But it is something that could become a big deal later. Section 3610 covers the federal contractor authority, and this section allows contractors reimbursement for leave paid to employees or subcontractors that can't work or telecommute because of COVID on projects that have already been approved. Now, this expires September 30th, 2020, and goes back to the start of the declared COVID emergency. And so there you go. So not a lot here. No fuss, no muss. There's some interesting tidbits for people that have pension plans, retirement accounts, or joint accounts, things of that nature with companies, plan for the future type accounts. There's not a lot here that I would say is really bad per se, outside of maybe 3609, which was the March of Dimes situation. And the only reason I would say that's bad is because I don't think it's cool for anybody to get preferential treatment, and I don't know that it's proper to slide it into a package like this that's supposed to be focused on making sure that American people can get through this COVID situation in one piece. It just doesn't fit, doesn't sit right, doesn't sit well with me, and it opens the door, or it continues to open the door, because the door has been open. It widens the door for other foolishness and malarkey and scuttlebutt and blah, 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 blah to slide into the American discourse and into American politics. But as a whole, this whole section is kind of meh for me. You know, like there's definitely some good stuff in here. I think the emergency pay, sick leave limitations might be necessary in terms of people double dipping. I think the unemployment insurance thing, forcing states to make assistance for benefits and filing for benefits mandatory in two different ways. But other than that, you know, the paid leave for rehired employees is pretty cool. But other than that, this is kind of a, in my opinion, from what I can read and what I can see, and again, I'm not an expert. I don't know everything about everything, but I do know that, you know, some of these things need to be at least dug into or said so that people have an opportunity to hear them. At the very least, you can hear what the law says and make up your own opinion about whether or not I'm full of shit. But that is what it is. That is this show. I told you it was going to be a short one. I want to thank you guys for listening. Once again, I want to remind you that we are almost to 150,000 hits for the year. So definitely be sharing, talking, and getting everyone you know to listen in, and tell them to leave comments, because I like comments. They make me feel tingly inside. And also, Father's Day is coming up. I will have a link to my book on Amazon in the description for this show. So definitely go and support your boy and check that out. It'd be a nice Father's Day gift for me if you you go out and purchase my book. And even those of you that have already purchased the book or already have a copy of the book, go to Amazon and leave a review. Like, I know people have called me up and given me their opinion, and people have been talking about what other people they know that have read the book have said, and all of that is fine and dandy, but like the book page on Amazon is still naked. Like, so go out there and drop, go out there and leave a review on the book. So that being said, Patrick Irvin, Lessons from the Screen. I will see you next time. This is Lessons from the Screen.
John Boy.
So thank you guys for listening to the show, to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you always enjoy it. Remember, you can check out all of the shows. All of them are going to be only found on the Freedom Train Network. That's www.freedomtrainradio.com. And that goes, again, for all of the shows on the network. You can only find all of the shows available for all of the shows on the network on Freedom Train website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. So go there and check them out. You only get the latest 25 shows, I believe, on the podcast directories. So check us out, show support for all of the shows we have: Shelby's World, Enigma Self Hour, The Fix, Sports Podcast, Freedom Train Podcast Series, and all of the other shows that are around. Definitely go and show them love. As for this show in particular, you can check us out, support us on patreon.com. That's patreon.com/LFTS. That's patreon.com/LFTS. And there you can drop us, you can show support by sponsoring the show, giving us money every month, giving us money per episode, and just letting us know that you support us. And by doing such things, you allow us to be able to spend more time creating and composing the shows. Shows like this series and shows like a lot of the series that we do take a lot of time to put together. We're talking about hours upon hours upon hours of research, and it'd be nice to be able to take the time to do those shows and do them correctly the way we really want to do them, and also to be able to do them more frequently, because a lot of these shows should probably be done a lot more frequently. So love you, see you next week, hope you have fun.